This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Prime Minister's pre-election pledge on improving access to subsidised childcare has been welcomed by the Australian Education Union. Australian families earning less than $530,000 a year will be guaranteed access to the government's childcare subsidy for 3 days a week if Labor wins re-election. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is set to formally announce the policy later today. He says the move would be a step towards building a universal childcare system that is simple, affordable, and accessible for every family. National Senator Matt Canavan told Channel 9 he takes issue with the plan.
In the context of lots of other families who are already got both their got kids in childcare, already both working, that $1 billion a year could probably be spent a lot better. And also maybe we should stop spending so much government taxpayer dollars, because that's only fueling inflation and that's a much bigger cost in terms of higher interest rates.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has moved to reassure Sydney's Jewish community that an arson attack on a car in the city's east will be met with a strong response from police. The incident occurred in Woollahra this morning and was accompanied by anti-Israel graffiti. Police are searching for two suspects who are thought to be aged between 15 and 20 years. Mr. Min says the attack threatens multiculturalism.
Look, a horrifying attack in Sydney's east this morning. I think it's an example of hatred and division and anti-Semitism on the streets of Sydney. We don't want to see this. This is antithetical to everything that's been built up over decades in this multicultural city. And I think community leaders, civic leaders, political leaders need to stand up and condemn it. And I want members of the Jewish community to know that it will be met with a full police response in the coming days. This is disgraceful behaviour. It's disgusting.
Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov says the war in Ukraine will not end until Russia has achieved all of its objectives. He says those objectives may be achieved through military efforts or via negotiations, but Ukraine has rejected those terms, saying it would be equal to surrender. Mr. Peskov has accused Ukraine of prolonging the military conflict by refusing to come to the negotiating table.
There has been no negotiation process yet, as you know. The Ukrainian side refuses any negotiations. This is why the special military operation continues to a victorious end.
Football Australia says they are closer to deciding who will be the next coach of the Matildas, but announcing the final choice might take some time. The Matildas have been without a permanent boss since Swede Tony Gustafsson's 4-year tenure came to an end following a disappointing Paris Olympics campaign in August. Football Australia's chief, James Johnson, says he is taking the time to ensure the right person is selected.
We are in the market. We are taking our time. We want to get the right coach. We'd like to be able to make the appointment prior to the She Believes Cup. But, you know, we want to make sure that we have the right coach in place. And if that takes some extra time, we'll take it, so that we have the right coach in place for the Women's Asian Cup in 2026, of course, and the preparation that goes before it.
And that's SBS News in Easy English.